Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What a delight to have Dr. Elaine McQuaid back on the show. Now, Elaine, hi.
Hi, Emma. Nice to be back. Thank you for inviting me along.
It's nice to have you here. So you are, just to put you into context, even though I'm sure many listeners will remember you fondly from our previous episode, you are a doctor of functional medicine and a bioidentical hormone specialist, as well as an ex-NHS doctor. And you are joining me because we are currently, at the time of recording, 2 and a bit months into lockdown here in the UK. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
The days are melting into one, aren't they?
Yeah, longer than we expected, and yeah.
And I noticed a few weeks ago, amongst many friends, a feeling of real blah, and lots of people feeling out of sorts. I'm sorry that there isn't a word to describe it. I'm just going to, that expression is hopefully appropriate. Definitely feeling out of sorts. And you would imagine it would be to be expected. But then I started to wonder about hormones, which is why I called you up. And I wondered whether the sudden change in lifestyle of having to go into lockdown could actually be impacting our hormones and therefore affecting our mood, affecting how well we feel. And could it be?
It certainly could, yeah. I mean, we're in a really stressful period now that's sort of a mass external stress that's going on, as well as sort of the stresses that are happening. And so, as we talked before about just whatever's going on in the world, is obviously a massive big external stress that's going on. Then a lot of people are having a big change in their lifestyle. They're at home. The two types of people that I'm seeing are the people who are at home on their own, who are really isolated, and that in itself is a massive stress, the lack of contact. Then they have the other people who are tied up at home with families that they probably aren't used to spending so much time with, which is creating a lot of stress from the sort of being around people constantly and the exchange of energy and not really having an escape, or, you know, our usual busyness, work, gym, going out, whatever it is that we can do to alleviate those stresses or just then have time, you know, to enjoy ourselves. So there's people are under a lot of pressure, really. As I say, we're being fed a lot of external stress from the news, from the media. Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty going on. We don't know what's happening. And that all has a massive impact on your hormones. So the body's producing a lot of cortisol, whether we realize it or not. You know, a lot of people aren't feeling it, but your body will be producing a lot of cortisol. And to do that, it has to sort of compensate for the female hormones. So the body produces all its hormones from cholesterol. They go down two pathways. So the cortisol pathway is separate from the hormone pathway. And if you're under a lot of stress, the way I always explained to my patients was, you know, the body has the fight or flight mode. And if you're in the fight or flight mode, your body's going to have to compensate for your digestive system, your sex hormones, your thyroid. They're all going to be affected. So your body has to sort of go down a pathway just to use up the resources that it has. So it's producing cortisol. And while that's happening, your female hormones are being affected. So your progesterone drops. There's something called the progesterone steal. So it can affect your hormone balance. Cortisol also depresses your thyroid function, so it can make you feel a bit more sluggish, gain some weight. It affects your insulin and your function of your pancreas, so it affects your sugar metabolism. So people are more craving sugar, which again put the hormones out of balance. So there's lots of things going on internally that are affecting the way we're feeling. And obviously, there's not a lot of ways to alleviate the stress the way we normally do, things like exercise, seeing our friends, you know, the usual mechanisms that we have. And people are caught a wee bit in this fear thing. I think people are beginning to come out of it. But what will happen is your female hormones, especially for somebody like people we talked about the last time in the podcast, the sort of people who are already in a sort of semi-hormone imbalance coming up to the menopause or perimenopause, it's going to knock them out a bit further. Mm-hmm. And even people who are sort of not at that age, they are going to probably still have symptoms. People who are stressed tend to miss periods, through periods where, you know, their hormones are out of balance, their PMS gets worse, things like that. So it has got stress does have a massive impact. Cortisol has a massive impact on the system.
So it's not just a case of, I'm a bit more short-tempered, but obviously I am because pandemic. It's actually, well, you might be short-tempered because you're generating a lot of cortisol, which means that all of that pathway is getting all the attention, and the other pathway that controls your hormones is not getting the attention. Therefore, they're basically running riot, yeah, or not doing anything, or they're inactive. So I think for me, just right off the bat, Elaine, and I don't know about anybody listening, but that just gives me comfort. Because at least it's not that I'm going mad or I'm not dealing with the lockdown very well. I mean, I haven't been feeling this necessarily. I've definitely had a couple of weeks where I've thought, oh, for goodness sake. But at least I find that really validating. So thank you for that.
Well, the other side of it is there are people who are feeling a lot calmer because they've got a lot of less external stress. So we've got sort of, the two types of patients that are coming to see me, some who have got, you know, the added, you know, homeschooling, they're still working from home, they've got their families all around, so they've got chaos going on. And then there's people like you and I who aren't able to, you know, we're not as busy as we used to be. We're usually out keeping really busy, and we're at home on our own. We've only got ourselves to deal with, and actually that sort of a bit more calming for our nervous systems, which are used to sort of being a bit more stimulated. So we've got the two sides of the coin, and it's trying to get a balance between both, you know, for people who are having less contact, how they can sort of introduce a bit more. And for the people who are sort of overstimulated by their environment, how they can introduce something that can help to calm their nervous system down into the sort of more parasympathetic rest and digest mode.
Well, because one of the things that I thought, because stress obviously is like the main thing that we're dealing with here, but it feels like stress is the starting point. And with stress comes interrupted sleep. With stress comes a change in appetite, mm-hmm, or maybe you feel as though you need something different. And then also routine. We just don't, as you were saying before we started this call, it's been a bit like going on summer holiday and you can do whatever you like. And actually putting in a structure is really important. And so all of those, even though stress is the first thing that we're probably going to experience, sleep will be out of whack, and sleep has a massive impact on hormones.
Yeah, massively. Yeah, as we talked about earlier, just, you know, we're on this sort of big abyss of, you know, except if you've got your schedule of work, a lot of people are sort of not in the same schedule they're used to. So their sleep patterns interrupted, they don't have structure, they're not getting up for work, they don't have that pattern in their day. So just sort of bringing that back into line a bit can really just have to realign things, you know, as we just talked about. You know, it was like when you're at school, you know, when your summer holidays, you were sleeping late, you were going to bed really late, and you just felt awful. You were eating at odd times, and it didn't feel right. And then you go back into your little structure, and you know, it feels weird for a couple of weeks, but actually you feel much better because that's what our bodies are used to, structure and routine. And when we go out of that, then we don't feel that we're regulated as much. So just bringing in back in line some simple little things that you can do. You know, I mean, I make sure I have my daily walks and go out into nature, which is really helpful. I have sort of doing some Zoom online yoga, which can be really helpful just to have that connection and have something to aim for during the day. And obviously if you're working to have a little bit of a pattern there, but that really helps to just get up at the same time and just to do those small, simple things. I mean, what we talked about before is we don't want people to need to have to come and see me for a consult or have to go in and take a load of supplements. We want the simple things that you can go away with today, that you can just say, I just need to take in a half an hour, especially for those people who are stuck at home with a lot of people, just half an hour alone time. What I say to my patients is make sure that you're getting some me time, whether that's half an hour where you put your earphones on, your music, and you go for a walk, or you do a breath session online or a meditation or 20 minute yoga, that you get to create some me time. You know, we're lucky enough to have lots of me time. There's a lot of women out there who are trying to juggle their children's homeworks and, you know, their own work and cooking meals for probably more people than they're used to, and not having the escape route to go and have some time for themselves. So it's really important for all of us to have some alone time, some me time, and some time where we just switch off.
I know I put this in the Facebook group and I said, it's obviously very difficult to answer the question, do you feel like your hormones are out of whack? Because being really honest here, and you are the doctor, the only way to really know that is by looking at a blood test, right?
Well, yeah, it is and it isn't. I mean, I think we've come up, we are doing a lot of testing now, and it's one of my bugbears, and I said, we are so good at testing people now and doing blood tests and DNA tests and genetics, and we can test everything, guts, whatever you name it, you can test these days. And one of my things is that we've forgotten how to listen to our own bodies and to do what we were trained as doctors to do originally, which is to listen to a patient's story and find out what's going on. You know, I quite often get handed a blood test and say, what do you think? I don't treat blood tests, I treat patients, and I want to know what's going on in their lives. And that's what you can make a diagnosis on. I mean, I think coming away from all this testing, which can be really expensive as well. I mean, especially in people who are in the perimenopause, when their hormones are fluctuating all over the place, you can tell a lot just by talking to them and what's going on. And doing blood tests at that time when your hormones are all up and down is quite hard because, you know, your estrogen's up and down, you're fluctuating, so it's catching it at the right time. So it does help in some cases, and it certainly helps when we're monitoring patients. But for me, I try to pull away from tests as much as possible. I try to keep it simple, as cost effective, and also, you know, I think even the supplements now are expensive. You know, it's trying to, you know, keep things simple that people can do it without having to buy a shed load of supplements, that they can do simple things, that they can make changes in their life without spending a fortune.
I think what I was hoping to get to there, which we didn't, which isn't wrong, is that it can be really easy sometimes to, and I've done it, where I've gone, oh, it's my hormones. But actually, I don't know the answer to that. I can assume that my lethargy is down to my hormones, or my weight gain is down to my hormones. But it could be also down to some lifestyle choices I'm making that I'm maybe not wanting to be completely honest about. You know what I mean? So I think that's just one of the things I wanted to get to, is in the Facebook group, quite a few of the people who very generously and openly responded, they were talking about some really significant changes in their cycle. One member of the group said that they'd had 3 periods since lockdown, which is obviously much shorter cycle than she's used to. Someone said she hasn't had one at all. And perimenopause aside, can that be a side effect of this sudden stress?
Yeah, massively. I mean, massively. People, stress has a big impact on the cycle. So it'll make, you know, for some people, and it's an individual thing. For some people, they get very stressed, their periods stop. This, you know, you have the two sides of the coin. Some people start overeat. Some people, they lose their appetite completely. So it's a very individual thing, how things, and it surprises me all the time when women come to see me with sort of, similarly, you know, in the menopause or perimenopause, but they all come with different symptoms. So everybody reacts differently to their hormones, and everybody reacts to stress differently as well. So for some people, as I say, they're finding their periods are not as regular, or they're missing periods. And I say it depends on their age as well. I mean, obviously we can't tell them what age they are. Maybe it's just bringing forward things that were going to happen anyway. But if it's younger women, then obviously it can happen as well, even in the sort of reproductive age group. You know, you can.
And another thing that quite a few women opened up about was the fact their skin has just been, a lot of people saying it's been misbehaving, or that they've broken out in a way that they haven't broken out for years. Is that down to hormones?
Well, it could be. So obviously, there's the obviously eating a bit more sugar and dairy and, you know, things that probably they aren't used to, maybe having a bit more sugar and alcohol as well, which is helping to alleviate their stress. So that can impact it. But also what we talked about earlier, the progesterone steal. So what happens is the progesterone is not produced as much as it should be because the body's producing cortisol. And when you get that estrogen progesterone imbalance, it's like the week before your period when you get PMS and you get a bit spotty, that's when the progesterone drops. What they're experiencing now is probably a little bit more of that. So their progesterone is a bit more deficient than it used to be. So their hormones are out of balance. So their skin can be affected because of that. And where's it in that, or just, you know, looking at the diet, sort of cutting down on the sugar and the dairy, maybe taking some omega-3s, which can help with inflammation. Obviously, we can look at their hormones if they need to, but probably managing the stress side of things will impact then back down onto the hormones. So,
okay. So the treatment here really is, we're in a stressful situation, but it is worth the investment in your health to find an alleviator of the stress, whatever that might be. And you've given some great suggestions like walking and yoga classes and maybe trying to have a little bit of human connection if you're not being overstimulated by a human connection, by being in a house with people, by doing things online and with Zoom. But if somebody is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, my sleep is out of whack, I'm definitely eating more, I've put on a bit of weight, I'm really not feeling great, all of these symptoms, and they're thinking, oh gosh, maybe perimenopause has started. What are the steps that they can take, and how long before they can expect to feel a difference? Because I think that's the thing that we come back to, like, how long do they have to invest before they might start to see and feel an improvement, a sort of like an anti-lockdown change?
Well, as I say, it's simple things. Obviously, ideally, you know, we would look at their hormones, but if simple things that they can do is getting back to a sleep pattern if they can. And to help with sleep, you can, you know, things like magnesium at night time can really help with that, taking a magnesium salt bath, trying to get back into a routine of going to bed at a proper time and maybe getting up at a proper time. Sleep can be affected by hormones as well.
Does that need to be the same time? Is that, because I've always believed that when I fell out of whack during lockdown, I was like, right, 7 a.m., 10 p.m., 7 a.m., 10 p.m. and I stuck to that for 5 days and I did feel better. Is the same time or around the same time, well, waking up and going to bed helpful?
Yeah, definitely. Getting back into a routine and having that. And they say that you're better getting a couple of hours before midnight is worth more sleep than afterwards. So yeah, I think getting the sleep cycle back in pattern as well. And I mean, a lot of women in the menopause and perimenopause, their hormones do affect their sleep. So they weren't wake up earlier, they can't get to sleep. So, you know, taking a little bit of magnesium, things like CBD oil can help, sometimes melatonin as well, which can be easily bought over the internet or prescribed if needs be, just to help them to really get that cycle back in balance. And again,
would you be kind enough to send me the links to the ones that you recommend? Yeah. Because I'm quite skeptical now about supplements, yeah, because I've heard so much about them not actually containing what you think they contain, but you know the good ones that actually work. So if you share the links with me, I'll put them in the show notes for listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite hard because there's so many supplement companies out there. There's so many cheap supplements and it's really hard to get good quality supplements. And sometimes you have to pay a wee bit extra. But yeah, I mean, there's certain ones that I've sort of used over the years, which are helpful. I don't want to promote companies, but I do sort of find them more useful than others and really help with the sleep. And I think getting that back in track is really useful. The diet, really useful as well. A lot of women who hit the menopause try to do these extreme diets. They try to over-exercise, which is actually putting more stress on their body. So what I try to do is bring them back to sort of be a bit more intuitive, to eat healthy, but not to be so restrictive. You know, you gain a bit of weight and the answer is to cut dramatically back down. And actually, as we have talked about before as well, that's not the way forward. You know, it's more about self-care and self-nourishment and, you know, and actually looking after yourself. And extreme exercise can also add more stress on the body as well. So, you know, it's not, the idea is to do exercise, but actually not to overstress the body as well. So balance it out with yoga, breathing work, sort of Pilates, whatever it might be, the sort of more calming exercises, as well as maybe a bit of HIIT training, but not extremes. Because people who have got hormone imbalance are already under stress, so you're just going to add more to that. And yeah, getting the blood sugar balance proper is, and getting it right as well, is really helpful for decreasing the stress on the body, because your body's sugar levels are up and down. It's just going to create more stress on your body. So just making sure regular meals, some good fats and protein, balancing the blood sugars. And yeah, we are all craving a bit of chocolate and maybe a glass of wine or whatever it might be, and having those but not beating yourself up over those, and making sure that they, you know, that your blood sugars are balanced in between, so it's not gonna mess with your system too much. And then, as I said, the exercise, just trying to introduce a bit more exercise, and some downtime, really, you know. I think we're all under a lot of stress, and we're all, you know, missing our own life in many ways. And hopefully, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff that we can take from this, that we are all, we're addicted to busyness and on these treadmills, and something like this, awful that it is, has also made us all have a time where we can really sit back and reflect on what our lives were like, what they are like now, and how we can make changes when hopefully the world starts to open up again, you know.
I think I've only spoken to two friends out of, I mean, I can't even think about out of how many, but they are two who really stuck out, who said they just can't wait to go back to how it was. And every other person has said, I'm recalibrating, when I go back, it's going to be different. And not just kind of pie in the sky, I'm going to go to yoga and I'm going to do this, but like, oh no, I don't even want to be doing that job in the way that I was doing it before. Like, I want to move out of London. I want to, like, everyone's thinking in kind of,
well, I mean, different ways. Like you say, I think the benefit is, I mean, working from home, I've been working from home now most of the lockdown, and, you know, the not commuting into London, the stress of that, you have more time for, I mean, if you have time for family, you know, people who are commuting every day have more time to spend with their family, that those 2 or 3 hours where they were commuting, so they're, you know, sleep bedtime's better, you know, the more connection time with the people who are important to them. And obviously we miss our work colleagues, and you know, there are other things that we're going to miss out on, but it's sort of reprioritizing. And I think we were very disconnected, even though we had the connection, we were able to connect, we were quite disconnected, whereas now I think people are realizing how disconnected they actually were, and actually working on where their connections can be reformed in a better way.
I certainly don't want to scare anybody, but I also want to address the fact that we're told all the time to look out for changes and be aware of changes. And I've spoken to a couple of medical friends who've said that, in GP practice, who've said that they are getting far fewer people going into surgery or contacting them with issues, because they're thinking, well, there's something else going on, this might be a little thing. If you are seeing a change, whether it's in your cycle, I mean, if my cycle changed as dramatically as one of these members of the group, where I was having a very regular period, I think I'd be a little bit frightened and think, well, what else is going on? What would you advise anybody who's maybe experiencing some changes, like you've seen in the Facebook group, because I know you're in there too, and they're maybe a bit worried? What would your advice be to them?
I mean, I think that one thing is not to worry. I mean, I think a lot of people get very fearful when their periods go irregular and think there's something, you know, very odd or very sinister going on. It's usually not. 99 times out of 100, it's nothing sinister. There's no cancer. There's usually nothing like that. It's usually stress, or, as you say, perimenopause, or, you know, and they need a bit of reassurance. A bit like you, I mean, I've got lots of my ex-GP colleagues, and they're actually, a lot of them are actually less busy than, you know, than they used to be, because people are being very mindful of not using the NHS the way they used to, and the whole COVID scare has put them off, because they're trying to take the pressure off the NHS. GPs are available, and they are actually, a lot of them are less busy in many ways than they ever were, rather, despite what the media is trying to portray to us, and I'm happy to be scrutinised on that, but my GP colleagues who I talk to, and a lot of my friends, and I'm still in a lot of GP groups, are a lot of them are out of work. A lot of GP locums are out of work because there's no work for them. They're doing a lot of remote consults. So do contact your GP, or, you know, feel free to contact me for advice if you need to. There's a lot of resources out there, but that is what our NHS is for, and we're well equipped to do it. And you're not putting pressure on there if you are worried. That is what doctors are paid to do. That's what we're there for. And it may be just as simple as a quick phone call to your GP to reassure you. You know, there's lots of resources on the menopause websites, on the, you know, there's lots of ways of getting information now about the menopause and perimenopause and hormone imbalance, which we didn't have years ago. I think it's coming to the fore now. There's a lot of sort of workplace and the menopause stuff coming out. A lot of women who are working and in full-time employment are experiencing these hormone problems and struggling really badly with memory, mood, sleep issues, and it impacts on your work and your well-being and your livelihood and your quality of life. So don't suffer in silence. There's lots of help available now, and GPs are becoming much more equipped to learn about this as well now. Before, I don't think there was a lot of information out there. And there was obviously a lot of scares around having hormones, which has been turned on its head in more recent years, and they realised the benefits of it. So talk to somebody, you know. The big thing is, the worst thing we can do, and we've all been there, you've been there and I've been there, where you ruminate in your head with all this stuff, and then you go and talk to a friend, and you feel immediately better, because you just a bit of reassurance is all we need half the time. You know, half of my GP consults were just reassurance. I didn't need to prescribe anything or do anything. It was just, they just needed somebody to listen to them and just say, you're okay, this is fine, you're normal. A bit like what we got from the podcast the last time, is just like, oh my God, I'm not going mad, it's my hormones. Mm. Never do anything about them, at least I know. And that in itself is just another stress relief, just to say,
yeah,
it's okay that this is happening, and it's normal. And sometimes that's what we need to do for ourselves, is just go, it's okay to feel this way. You know, I've had my ups and downs and my dark moments and my sleepless nights over this all as well. It's normal. No matter how much work you've done on yourself and how many yoga classes you do, or how much you think that you've done your work, we all trip up, and it's just a matter of saying, it's going to be better tomorrow, it's fine. Reach the phone, lift the phone and speak to some of your friends who may be going through the same thing. Sometimes a bit like what we said about your Facebook group, sharing it on a group like that can be just like, I mean, it's really powerful, that group. I've just been back on it recently because of this coming up, that people are on there talking and just going, what do you do about this? And just read one another. It's, sometimes that's all we need, is just to know that we're not on our own. And
I'm so glad you came back, because I think if you are already dealing with so much, and a lot of people, there is a lot of noise out there of, oh, you're on lockdown, so you can learn a language, learn an instrument, do more exercise. And as you very rightly say, there are a lot of people who might be listening to this who are under more stress than they've ever been under before, because they're working full-time from home, trying to educate children. Goodness knows how somebody would manage that. You have my full respect. And they've got other things on their plate, and so their stresses have massively increased. And if the impact of that is that they're feeling that their hormones are out of whack, or that they feel not like themselves, how wonderful that you can say, yeah, that's completely, your body is responding completely appropriately and in a normal fashion to an incredibly stressful situation. But these things that you can do that don't require coming to see a specialist, mm-hmm. making sure that you incorporate exercise, making sure that your sleep is a routine, and not compromising on that, being like, I'm going to go to bed at this time and I'm going to get up at this time. How wonderful that those are just things that you can just know and be rigid about, and hopefully those feelings will ease.
Well, I mean, our bodies are used to stress. You know, what we've got to remember is our bodies were designed to have like very small amounts of stress, like the run from a tiger stress thing. Mm. You know, we've talked about this before, but you know, we're under, you know, before even lockdown came about, we were under this sort of chronic stress where our bodies are continually under this stress, and hormones are being affected and everything. And now we've got sort of this added stress that we never thought would ever come. I mean, completely, you know, completely out of the blue. But people are feeling attacked. And, you know, as I say, it's really easy to fall into those spells of not feeling and feeling alone. I mean, I think a lot of people are on their own at the minute and isolated and having people to reach out to, you know, and a lot of elderly people on their own. And there's, you know, it's a tough time. It's a tough time. And we just need to give ourselves a break sometimes and say, we're doing the best that we can, you know, and you're going to have bad days. And it's okay to have a bit of chocolate, and it's okay to, you know, to have that extra glass of wine, as long as you're not doing it every day. And just be more mindful. And as I say, be aware that, you know, I think it's funny, I read a few articles about this, about, you know, I think a lot of people are actually feeling more together and more that everybody's in the same boat for the first time in their life. Nobody's different. We're all stuck with the same world issue and stuck at home. So we're all in the same boat for the first time ever in our lives. So there's sort of a joint, there's a way of looking at this as, you know, we are sort of more together than we ever were.
Mm-hmm.
We're all working on the same, trying to suffering the same issues. And it's just making sure that, you know, we know that we're not on our own.
Yeah. I'm so glad you came back on the show, Elaine. That's been so helpful just to validate these feelings that people might be having. It's always nice to chat to you anyway, but it's nice to have a conversation that could hopefully make someone's day better and just make them feel a little bit more hopeful and together during such a stressful time.
You know, I'm happy for anyone to email me and for, you know, bits and pieces of advice. I'm you know, aware that there's a lot of other issues going on at the minute. So if it's only a small piece of advice, and I'm happy to help anywhere along the line. I'll put some resources over to you as well, of things that sort of are helping me at the minute that might be useful for some of the people to reach out for, some, you know, group Zoom stuff and sort of supplements that might help and things that they can do that might just make it.
And we'll flag all of this up in the Facebook group as well. I think we'll get you to, copy you on a post and we'll make sure that that's pinned to the top so people can find you and find the resources too. But thank you so much for coming back. It's been so lovely.
No problem. Look forward to chatting.
Stay well.
Thank you. Take care, my lovely.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.